listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest special interview series. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. And as he said, it's a special interview series. And tonight, we have my man, Intellect, bi-coastal rapper by way of DC and LA. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Good, good.
All right. So, you know, we're going to run you through the standard Hip Hop Digest gauntlet right off the break, my good man. All right. So, first joint is, what is, how old are you, and what was your first record, tape, CD, whatever, that you bought with your own money?
So, I'm 35. My first record I bought with my own money would have been Eric B and Rakim. And that was like how I came into hip hop. Like, you hear on the radio, Run DMC, the Fat Boys, like all the old heads, but the first one I bought was Eric B and Rakim, and that's when I knew, like, I had the bug, like, from then. I was like, I used, like, my lunch money, right, from school. So my parents, right, they would give me, like, a quarter every day to get, like, a chocolate milk at school. And so I literally, for, like, 3 weeks, like, saved, like, these quarters every day and went and bought, like, you know, like, a $5, like, A-side, B-side tape. Like cassette tape of Eric B and Rakim. That was like the first thing I bought.
All right, no doubt. All right, sir. So what we're gonna ask of you next is your personal top three MCs. Again, that's just to you. Your personal.
Nobody's gonna challenge it.
Right.
My personal would be Rakim, Nas. And man, it's a toss up between Biggie and Pac. Like, I love both of them.
So those would be like
my top three.
Okay. I was gonna say Rakim better be in after that spill you just gave.
So, all right, so that's what's up. So now we got the Hip Hop Digest hardball questions out of the way. Go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience. You know, tell them, you know, who you are, what you're doing, and why they should check you out.
Well, I'm Intellect, as everybody already knows. I like to say that I bring the essence of what hip-hop is back with a new flavor of sound, right? So the album, Out of Left Field, is all live music. The only sample on that music is a sample of a live symphony by one of the producers on the album. So, you know, everything is organic. The drums are real, the strings are real, the horns are real. You know, we want to bring like that essence of, you know, just, you know, live music and like dope beats and rhymes, you know, back to, you know, storytelling, you know, like we're getting away from that. You know, we tell stories, but like Mike's, you know, Intellect's opinion is it's all about the gimmick though, you know, because that's what makes money. And I understand that. But at the same time, like, we're not educating each other anymore. Nobody's talking about what's really happening in the world or your life experiences, you know, things that may shape, you know, a child, a person, maybe you're having a bad day, good day, whatever, you know, so. If you want music that is timeless, that will take you to a place in life, then you should listen to the album.
Okay. Shit.
No doubt. So was there anything in specific, like, was it just something within yourself, or was it like you said, maybe hearing Rakim, or what in your words made you go that way versus the saying one word over and over and over for 2 minutes and 37 seconds?
I think it's a combination of all those things, right? Like, to me, like, if you want to be an MC, like, and to me, there's a difference between an MC and an artist, right? And artists, you know, artists are singers. Artists are, you know, rappers too. They may or may not write their own stuff, but they're also there to entertain, right? While I hope that you get entertained, you know, as an MC, like, I study, right? So all the artists that I name that I'm interested in, like, I go back and I study them. And I don't just study, like, what they're saying. I study how they say it, you know, how they put things together. And then what are they talking about? What's the subject matter that they're talking about? You know, and then when I hear a piece of music, you know, as it speaks through me and I become an instrument on that record, you know, it's like, well, what am I talking about? What do I have to say? You know, and how is that relatable to the listener, you know, after the fact? Because I never have any idea what I'm going to talk about before I hit a record. So each song, like, those words and those phrases, those rhymes are individually tailored to that specific piece of music.
Okay. Yo, I got a question for you. I'm going to ask you about other aspects of the culture. If you have an opinion about that, as far as producers you may or may like, DJing, graffiti, any other aspects of the culture that you might have an opinion on?
So, one of my biggest opinions and probably disappointments, I think, is like the power of the DJ is not what it used to be, right? Like, I remember, like, you could take your record to a DJ, you know, at any station, you know, and if they dug in music, like, they would put it on, you know. Now you have Clear Channel and, like, all these other, like, legitimate businesses that kind of control, you know, the airwaves, except for, like, the hour block, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning that, like, the DJ gets, you know, to put out new music when everybody sleeps, you know, because commercials are how radio stations make money, you know, most of them. And I understand that. And I had a real good conversation with this at Hot 97 with DJ Drewski. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, you know, when we were airing some records, you know, and how that power is kind of gone. And I think it's important for DJs to maintain that, because you guys are the ones with the ear, like my DJ, you know, like he'll tell me, like, yo, Lek, like, this needs to go, this will go to radio, or like, yo, Lek, don't you ever let anybody hear whatever that is that just played, you know? So, you know, it's one of those things where like that trust is there, you know, between the artist or the MC and the DJ, but like the authority of the DJ, for whatever reason, you know, has been taken away on many, many aspects. You know, as far as like producers, I don't follow a whole lot of producers. Like, you know, there are people I would like to work with, like Timbaland, Apollo Brown, who does like Sky Zoo's album, just did Joel Santana's album. Like, I would love to work with, you know, Apollo Brown, just because, you know, his music is so different and is so, you know, relaxed and you know, really introspective. You know, but like the producer I have, you know, Brian, like Mad Frequency, you know, is just as good, you know, and like nobody knows who he is, but people are starting to find out, you know. So it's one of those things where like it's how does the music make you feel, you know, when it comes to production? Like, does it tell a story through you, you know? And then just trying to, you know, understand, you know, when talking to DJs, like they're like, yeah, this is tight, but I can't put it on, you know, like what happened to the days of like going and sitting in the program director's office as like, look, just listen, man, you know, and then they listen and then they put it on.
DMX said that doesn't work anymore. from our last week's show. But I feel what you're saying, definitely, for sure. But the Telecommunications Act cut all that out, bro.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, no doubt. So, hence your name. And going through the album, me and my man, you know, before we got in, we kind of was going through a couple of tracks in the album. I guess in today's environment, it's always interesting for me to, you know, to ask what makes a guy like you tick, considering it is intellectual. I mean, it is, there's thought-provoking subject matter on the album, no doubt. But you're doing that in the face of the most ignorant, if I want to use that word, type of music that is popular. I mean, what I'm saying is, a guy like you, you could easily do trap if you wanted to. You know, is it something within you, or is this, this is a hard decision that this is the way you want your career to go?
I mean, for me, it's just a matter of who I am and just being true to myself. Right, I don't knock trap music. Some of it I listen to, most of it I don't. You know, and like, those people have a story to tell too, right? But for me personally, like, that, the type of music and the sound that I have, that is the essence of who I am, you know, as a person, on top of, you know, the music. So, you know, for me, it's not a decision at all. Like, it's just me being me, you know, and it's, for me, it's that simple.
Okay.
So, I think I've seen somewhere where you're originally from Florida.
Yeah, born in Pensacola, Florida. You know, went to high school there, lived up and down the East Coast, you know, as I got older, and went to college there also.
In Florida. Oh, okay. I got a lot of family down there.
Yeah, I have like family, North Carolina, Virginia, family all over New York. So I'm always, you know, up and down while I'm on the East Coast.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I have a go ahead. This is a deep question right here. This is a real ass question, bro. So I know we ask people how old they are because it's, you know, hip hop is so wide ranging. You know, I'm in my 50s, early 50s, but I'm in my 50s and I love it and I'm always love it. But I'm not an artist. I just talk about the culture that I love. Right. Being at that age where you are, what is your end game? What are you looking to achieve? Like, you know, a lot of these folks are in their 20s. You got to get to people that are in their teens and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people our age don't even get down with hip hop anymore. But what is your end game? What is your goal in this genre of music?
I mean, I think for me, it's just to be heard, right? I think the thing that separates me from that teenager, that 20-year-old, or whatever, is I actually have a life. I have had real life experiences. So I'm not making things up off of what I've seen playing like my Ghost Recon Xbox games or what have you. Not saying everybody does that, you know. But two, like, I got a job, man. I have a really good job. You know, so I'm not doing music, you know, to make a dollar and, you know, just so people will listen to it and then I'm here today, gone tomorrow. You know, I make music because I am absolutely in love with hip hop. You know, so like, what drives me to do it, like, my end game is to continue doing this because I love doing it. You know, and if I have, you know, 1,000 people that buy my album, that follow my album, that actually really, you know, care about what I have to say or relate to it, then I would rather have that than sell a million records and then end up on, like, you know, loving hip hop, exploiting myself like some of these other artists that I won't name, but we all know who they are.
No doubt.
Wow.
And that's what's up. Because I just recently heard refreshing. an older artist from, you know, back in the day saying how fun and how much he loved the music industry until the money got involved and having to sell records got involved, because it's about performing for people that want to hear you perform, right?
Yeah, like I love performing, you know. So, you know, when I go out, I'll even do like non-paid performances where I go to like open mic nights, just because that feeling that you get when you walk in, even if it's in front of a bunch of strangers, and you stand up there and they're waiting to hear you utter any word, even if they don't know the song. Like, the anticipation that you have, like, if you could bottle that up and sell it, man, we'd all be millionaires.
No doubt.
You know? But, like, I do it for the love of that. And then, like, when you connect with people when you're performing and you say something that's heavy or something that is, you know, either light or playful, and you see, like, you know, their reaction, you know, and then you start feeding off of the energy of the crowd, or you say, like, what they think is, like, a dope punchline, you know, and there's a pause there so everybody can really, like, grab it, you know? That's why I do it. So like my end game is to continue doing this as long as I love doing it. You know, if I make the money back on it that it cost me to actually executive produce the album and like put it out there, then I'm fine with that, because I never started making music to appease somebody's ear. You know, I made music because I love doing it, and like for me and the things that I've been through, seen, and done throughout my career, that's my form of therapy.
Okay, that sounds good. Yo, let me ask you about, I was reading your bio where it said that you were in battle rapping, some ciphers. You want to tell us about your experience or any losses you took, and how did that affect you?
You know, like, battle rapping used to be cool, used to be fun, where, like, it was all about who is clever, right? The most clever. And I'll put it like this. There is a finite amount of words in the English language, which means there is nothing that I can say, you can say, or any other MC can say that has not been said probably, you know, 1,000 times over. It's just, how can we say it in a way that is more clever than the next man or woman, you know? And like, I lost sometimes because, like, you know, like some people was just better, or like I had like the B-Rabbit moment in 8 Mile and I just choked or whatever, you know, stage fright. I got away from it because I was battling one time and this guy was like, well, yeah, I'll come to your house and I'll shoot you up and blah, 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 and this, that, and third, you know? And like, I'm from the hood too, but like I had been in the army for a little while and I just kind of looked down and I was like, nigga, I'll shoot you right now. I just stopped. Like, because that don't mean I'm better than you. That don't mean that like I'm smarter than you or I'm more clever than you. You know, we start talking about like things where you want to like attack people physically or like conduct bodily harm. Like, that's not a battle anymore. It's just, now you're just two people like taking the dozens way too far, you know, and you're sending like soft threats. You know, and that's not hip hop.
Okay, that's a different way of looking at it. That is the battle rap arena now. That's how it is. Everybody wants to kill each other in different ways.
I learned about
different
so
ways.
Many different guns listening to that shit.
Everybody's got ARs.
I ain't got time for that shit, man.
Right.
I got kids, man. Like, you start talking to me like, I'm on a different level.
That sound like LL, cannabis.
You're taking like, it real personal now. Shit, like, okay, that's enough of this.
So, where can people find your work, sir?
So, anything social media, Intellect Music, the number one. So, SoundCloud, Spotify, you can find me under Intellect, iTunes, Intellect, Out of Left Field, Instagram, Intellect Music, number one, Twitter, Intellect Music, the number one. As far as music, if you're looking for other things in the entertainment world, you can find me on IMDb and just look up my name. I helped co-create season 2 of Quantico last year, and right now I'm working with Morris Chestnut and Jennifer Carpenter for a TV show called The Enemy Within that airs next February on NBC.
Look at my man.
Okay, yeah. See, he don't
said
need.
I got a job.
I got a job. He don't need this rap shit.
No doubt. So speaking of MCing, so as far as music, are you? I know you got the project out now. Are you gonna flood the scene? You know, you really gonna get into it, or are you gonna take your time and craft each record or each album personally as it comes along?
So, I mean, I think that like the folks that I'm working with in New York, we're gonna flood the scene with this album, with this project. But as far as like just inundating, you know, the industry with meaningless music, like I'm a person who like I will take my time and craft it, because you can't force it. Like, you can't force hip hop. You know, there's a song, Neck Deep, on the last record on an album, took all of 18 months of recording for me to actually do that song, because things had to happen in time, in America, in life, in order for me to be able to finish that record. Because when I started it, like, it just, I'm like, I can't finish it yet because things need to happen. You know, so you can't rush things like that. Like, if you want your music to be honest and truthful and be real, like, yeah, any of us can put out a bunch of jingles and just be like, all right, buy my music. You bob your head to it. You know, you spend your dollar on iTunes, a $1.27, whatever it costs. And yeah, but then, you know, 10 years from now, like, what was that? Like, when I talk about where I want to be in music, think of Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff's Summertime. That song is over 30 years old, and it sounds just as fresh, just as clean, just as new as anything that's out there today, and still takes you to a place, if you listen to it today, as you did 30 years ago. There's kids that hear that song today and be like, yo, what's that? It's like, man, this was out here like when your parents was kids. You know? But they don't know, because they don't know what timeless music is.
Well, timeless has a different meaning. Timeless now is it has no time, because the next thing is waiting right behind it.
Exactly.
And what you're talking about is art.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but see, people like us, they respect the art, you know, and you'll make more money having longevity in art than you will doing record after record after record after record. Because I could easily take this album to CBS, to HBO, to MTV, to Showtime, and now those records are being placed in movies, being placed in, you know, other places outside of the radio, where that music becomes timeless because those people respect it, because the music says something, you know. And then you gain other listeners by people who watch television shows or watch Netflix or whatever. There's a whole other platform out there for us as MCs and artists to reach that most people don't even think about. They're just like, yo, I want to get my stuff on the radio, you know. Yeah, it sounds like everything else that's out there, and that's as far as they'll ever go.
Okay. All right, sir. So before we let you go, your dream collaboration. Anybody out there, if you could make a record with him, I'd like to make a record with.
I would say right now, today, I would like to pull back Rakim, Eminem, and Nas. All right.
Okay. Man, that's a combination.
It is.
With them, you know. And maybe one of my other favorite artists, like, I'd love to grab like Method Man and jump on a record with like him and Raekwon.
Oh,
man.
And then when you said earlier, Apollo Brown, my ears lit up because he is one of my all-time favorites.
He always makes our list every year.
If I could like do like a little something like Sky Zoo and like Apollo Brown, like that would be fantastic. Like, I love Sky Zoo's music and like someone that has a message. Like, you'll never hear on the radio, but even still, like, you never hear Sky Zoo on the radio, but Sky Zoo is very, very successful.
No doubt.
Sky Zoo's wordplay is crazy too.
Yeah, you know, so it's not about, you know, you don't have to succumb to, you know, what the industry says we're about, which is the dollar, because it's always about the art. People will always respect the art, you know, before they, you know, they'll bob their head to something on the radio or in a club, but you want something people will go buy.
Exactly. And be able to listen to 20 years down the line if you had the same feeling.
People spend money on art. It's like going to an art gallery. You know, are you gonna buy a coloring book, or are you gonna go to an art gallery and buy a piece of art to hang on your wall? It's like, you know, Van Gogh, Basquiat, like people buy art. I don't care what it is, whether it's music or whether it's something that's on a canvas.
No doubt about that. So, again, Intellect, tell the listeners of Hip Hop Digest, again, where they can get your music. Again, if there's anything that you want to shout out, you know, that obviously when we post the show, it's going to blast off to all our listeners.
Yeah, so please, on social media, find me at Intellect Music, the number one. If you're looking for the album, if you have whatever streaming service is out there, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, look for the album titled Out of Left Field by Intellect, and I guarantee you will definitely have a roller coaster experience. There are no two songs on the album that sound remotely the same. You know, as far as, you know, shout outs definitely to, you know, Mad Frequency, Nico at Sweet Spot Studios, DJ CFC, K-Flow, Taylor, and Cap, who were also featured on the album, you know, and many, 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 many others that, like, we don't have time to get to, but those are the folks that were, you know, there for the project. And then also, like, thanks to, like, you guys, you know, for having a platform for people like us to be able to come on here and actually, like, give our voice, you know, and sharing them with, like, your listeners, you know, and allowing us to expand, you know, our sound elsewhere.
No doubt, no doubt. Okay.
And don't forget to shout out the cook, because you was bragging about you was cooking over there earlier.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Y'all should definitely be here, because, like, I got stuff in the kitchen right now. Like literally. You know what? I'll just... Y'all still here. I'm going to make y'all jealous right now.
He's moving it around right
now. He's talking like I won't get in the car, head over that way right now.
Oh, yeah. Good gosh.
God damn.
Look at the steaks. Oh, man.
So, next time, like, you know, we do, like, Hip Hop Digest, like, you just have to come over here and we can do it from here.
Oh, wow. Man, that's
you better believe he's going to do it.
So, no doubt. And then, like, before you get out of here, so are you on TV, or are you just writing the background treatments? Anywhere they can check you out on TV in your work?
So, I will be in the pilot episode of Enemy Within that airs on the 25th. And then after that, at least for the first half of the season, I'm doing all of the consulting on the scripts. I will train the actors, so on and so forth. So a lot of background work, which I'm cool with right now, because, like, I'm really focused on, like, this music stuff and, you know, reaching listeners, you know, and stuff that way.
Okay.
All right, no doubt. All right, Hip Hop Digest, that is Intellect, and we thank him for being on our show.
Yes, sir. Oh, and speaking of, so my son is out here, and I'm going to put him on you so you can mentor my son a little bit out here, man. He's trying to follow this actor's dream thing.
Yeah, man. One of my good friends is the creator of the TV show Criminal Minds out here. So if he's looking to, like, get into the industry and stuff like that, like, I can definitely put him in touch with some really good people that I trust personally.
You can count on it. I'll get at him later, and he'll be reaching out to you. His name is Adonis.
give him my phone number, man. Just have him reach out.
Done deal.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you guys. Y'all have a good night.
All right. You have a good dinner.
I'll catch up with you, too, man.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Peace. Really wanna tell you what's up, ma. We can't hear each other cause the speakers are so high. It's dark in this room, but my pants on sunrise. I'm lost in your thighs, lips I'm in your eyes. And I really wanna tell you what's up, ma. We can't hear each other cause the speakers.